It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Ariana Grande came to the defense of her ex-boyfriend Pete Davidson after he opened up about the bullying he's experienced in recent months. The pop star shared a screen grab of Davidson's emotional message that I kind of talked about yesterday in the garbage. I said how he revealed that he's been bullied severely for the duration of their relationship and after. Like, people trying to convince him to commit suicide and really, really horrible things.
Yeah, people can be just unusually cruel.
Yeah, so Ariana wrote, responding to that, she said, "I really don't endorse anything but forgiveness and positivity. I care deeply about Pete and his health. I'm asking you to please be gentler with others, even on the internet. I've learned through my own mistakes not to be reactive on social, so I do understand, but you truly don't know what anyone is experiencing ever, regardless of what they choose to display on social media or how they may appear in public." John Gosselin, you know who that is? Remember him?
Kate plus eight, like the dad,
yes,
right? He had like eight kids. Yes.
Yep. He was on John and Kate plus eight on TLC way back in the day. Well, he just won sole custody of his 14-year-old son, Colin. Let me just tell you about mom of the year, Kate Gosselin. Kate was supposed to go to court to talk about this, like, custody arrangement with their kid, Colin. And she just didn't show up. So,
well, I mean, she's got seven other kids she's got to watch. I mean,
so
kind of busy.
John was awarded sole custody, physical and legal, of Colin. And Kate revealed earlier this year, 2 years ago, she revealed that Colin was seeking inpatient treatment for behavioral issues, and he's now in a new facility and is expected to complete his program and return home before Christmas. But, like, so he has gone through for the last 2 years. I don't know what's wrong with him, but he's been in some kind of, I don't know what.
Well, I think it's growing up on TV, having your parents divorce.
Probably
and
all
fight
of it. Right.
Screws your head up
but
a
then,
bit.
But what I'm saying is, though, he has been away at this thing for 2 years. He's finally getting out right before Christmas, and now he just found out that his mom is not going to be legally even allowed in his life at all. I mean, you know what I mean?
You think it's going to send him back to something?
Yes, I was going to say. He's probably going to end up right back there. So that sucks. And Between Two Ferns with Zach Galifianakis. Do you remember what this was? It was like that really Funny or Die talk show that Zach did. It was like super viral.
Always awkward interviews or just questions.
Yes, it was just super funny. Well, it's getting turned into a movie for Netflix. Production is already underway on the movie version of the Funny or Die talk show. And sources say the movie will feature interviews with Peter Dinklage, David Letterman, Keanu Reeves, and Zach Galifianakis, his Hangover co-star, Ed Helms and Bradley Cooper.
Well, that'll be cool.
Yes. So I think that'll be really fun, and I'm glad that there will be something funny and new coming on Netflix. In less than an hour, find out which singer and her husband want to have a menage a trois with a certain A-list actress.
Oh, all right. Very, very interesting. Thank you so much, Alex, for that. Coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show, Liv the Web Girl. Oh my gosh, what are we going to do with her?
She is the worst neighbor ever, but it didn't start out that way. She thought she had the worst neighbor ever. This is cringeworthy. That's next.